Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Usually when you watch those Hollywood movies, when you see a scene at church where you've got some rascal kids, they're passing the collection plate around and maybe some of the kids will take a couple of dollars here and there out of there, which is definitely not encouraged in the house of God, of all places.
Pretty sure he's got a rule about that.
Yeah,
one.
Pretty sure there's rules in place. You have to say a couple of Hail Marys and things like that and sins of the Father. But it looks like a nun has been on that end of the scale when it comes to skimming a bit of money from a Catholic elementary school. So she was the former principal at the school, so there was no one above her for the last 10 years. So she worked there for 30 years. The last 10 years, she's been skimming money out of the school to pay off some gambling debts.
Oh.
Yeah, around
$1.1
million.
What sort of gambling was she into? Was she like a high roller? Was she like to play poker or she bet on cockfighting? Like what was this nun's favorite type of gambling?
Looks like it was casinos.
Oh, okay.
I'd imagine she was into sports betting as well. You know, they're doing like the daily prayer. They've got the Bible open. She's got the form guide. They're having a look at what the races are doing.
Be like, you know, shooting craps with the dice. Instead of going like blowing on the dice, she does like the sign of the cross.
Yeah.
She like rolls the dice. Come on, Jesus.
I don't know about jail time. Her name's Mary Margaret Krupa. She's 80. So,
oh, wow. So who would you suspect? Like, you would never suspect an 80-year-old nun of skimming. I suppose her ringtone gave it away, though. It was like, you got to know. Every time my phone would go off, you're like, a strange choice of ringtone, Mary.
Yeah. And what makes it even worse is she took a vow of poverty many years ago, saying she would live below the line. Jeez. Obviously, things didn't work out well for her. That's equivalent to the tuition of 14 students per year, what she has stolen.
That's terrible.
So she is in a whole lot of trouble, said she's ashamed and everything of the whole thing. But you know what? When you hear stories like this, straight away, I think it's got to be, you know, Netflix or something. They're going to make a series or a movie. Surely.
This will be an 8-part docuseries.
Exactly
on
right.
Netflix for sure.
So I don't have to do too much. She's just got to tweak a few things because you remember Sister Act, you know, Whoopi Goldberg ran a bit of trouble financially, joined the nunnery, and they straightened her out.
This was back when Whoopi Goldberg was an actress.
Yes, back when a talk show host
getting
in the bad
trouble
books.
On talk shows.
So all you'd have to do is just, you know, take Sister Act 2, a gambling habit, and just tweak a couple of things. It'll probably sound a little bit like this, I reckon.
Whoopi Goldberg.
What the hell are you doing?
This, needs a prayer.
Sister Act 2, back in the habit.
Just a few tweaks.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Yesterday, finished work, headed home, and I got inside and I kept hearing this sound, and I had to go out onto the back balcony to have a closer listen.
Mm-hmm.
And when I stepped out there, I've had to recreate what I heard.
Year 9, can you please start assembling at the diving blocks? The breaststroke is about to get underway. And if you haven't had anything to eat, the barbecue is still running, so you can grab a sausage and bread, okay?
I'm like, it's a school swim carnival at the Bega pool because we're not too far from it. So we could hear the loudspeaker. I think Bega High had their swim carnival yesterday. Tathra is there today. Hopefully the weather holds off. And I think the littlies at Bega Valley Public School tomorrow at the pool. So swim carnival. It shouldn't be called a carnival, first of all, because there's no rides.
Nope.
There's no Dagwood dogs to eat or a petting zoo. Mm-hmm. Okay, should not be called a swim carnival. As a kid, I dreaded swim carnivals. I was not a fan.
The only way you'd get to go in the water is if you're in a race.
Yeah.
Because the pool was just being used up for the races all day. You couldn't just go, you guys can enjoy your carnival. I'll just have a swim over here.
Did you like the swim carnival? Were you?
Didn't participate. True story. I went in one ever race in a swim carnival and I came second.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, what event was it?
The 50-meter freestyle.
Okay.
Which for the one at Bega, it'd be like the 35-meter freestyle or something like that. I don't know how you'd go up the next stage where it'd be a 50-meter pool. You're like, this is bigger than what I remember.
Well, it didn't matter what it was. Freestyle, breaststroke, butterfly, I sucked at all of them.
Yeah.
To me, a swim carnival meant a day of getting sunburned, sucking down a cocktail of water, chlorine, and your classmates' pee.
Yep.
And then having your friendships torn apart by being divided into houses.
I had the same thing.
It's like, you know, and we always had really lame chants for our houses as well. It's like, red house is the best, better than the rest. And I was like, why can't it be more like Game of Thrones, like where the houses have cool mottos like, winter is coming, like something that would really scare your enemies.
I remember when I was at Bombala Public School or High School for a brief time, and then the teacher was trying to get us all psyched. It was the art teacher trying to get us all psyched. It was Coolumbuka or Kaibian, I think they were called, the two houses. I was in Coolumbuka, and the teacher was trying to make up a chant on the back of Bootylicious from Destiny's Child.
Really?
Yeah, actually, no, it was high school. We had Sturt, Wentworth, and had a couple other ones.
Was he doing this during class time in the lead?
She was doing it.
Can we learn about science now? No, we need to workshop more ideas on how we can rhyme with Bootylicious.
She was doing it on Carnival Day. A bunch of kids that were unenthusiastic. We had Sturt, Wentworth, so it was like, Sturt, can you handle this? Wentworth, can you handle this? I don't think that. It was just like that. And this woman was heavily pregnant at the time as well. She had like the two ponytails and had the things, and we're just like, Miss, you are just putting too much into this, man.
Some teachers get right into it. When I was working as a teacher, had to be at a swim carnival. There was only one I was involved in. And normally I hated having, like, because I had to cover for PE teachers every now and then. And that's the worst. Like, kids are hard enough to keep focused in the classroom. You take them outside.
Free range them.
They get distracted by the wind. Then you add water to the mix. It's it's just anarchy. It's like Kevin Costner in Waterworld. It's just things are crazy.
Absolutely.
I don't envy teachers doing the swim carnivals over the next few days. As a kid, I would do anything possible to get out of having to take part in the swim carnival.
Yep.
I would write out my own notes in my mum's handwriting. I would forge notes and I would hand them to my PE teacher, and he'd be like, so Mr. Blissett, this note from your mum says you can't swim because you're part gremlin. Like, yes, sir, I'm not allowed to get wet, and also I'm not allowed in direct sunlight, so I'm just going to be reading in the shade of the barbecue shelter. Is that okay? No, get in the pool.
Aww.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Local sport is the backbone of any community. After a hard day slogging around the cricket field or whatever sport you play, it's always nice to enjoy a couple of beers or a couple of beverages after the game and break down the day's play, how it all folded out. I imagine, though, there would have been maybe quite a few beers and quite a few scratched heads at a recent cricket game in Victoria.
Mm.
Now, this was a one-day match between Baleen Templestowe Cricket Club, and also the other cricket club was St David's Cricket Club. Now, these guys were lucky enough to have a paid umpire, which is like, when you play low-grade cricket, it's an absolute rarity, because usually you have to umpire your own team. That's how it works.
How's that fair? How do you provide an unbiased opinion of what's happening on the cricket pitch?
Exactly. So if your team's batting and you're waiting to bat, it's your team will be umpiring. So you go out there, you're at the main end making all the big decisions. And usually, before you go out, every club ever played out, before you go out to umpire, it's like the captain grabs you by the arm. And it's kind of like the Karate Kid where it's like, sweep the leg. He always says like, all right, no LBWs. And wear sunglasses. Like, sunglasses wide. It's like, well, that way the bowler, when he's appealing for LBW, won't be able to see the fear in your eyes when you give it not out. I've seen people have breakdowns out there umpiring, because unfortunately you can get abused by other players, even though you're just trying to do the best you can.
Which is pretty stupid, because the whole game will collapse if you don't have that one.
Exactly.
You know, the batsmen, the bowlers, they're crucial to an extent. Not as much as the umpire.
That's right.
Otherwise, you're stuffed.
You rule with an iron fist when you're the umpire. And unfortunately, in this game, it took a massive turn. So I'll play the footage for you here. Basically, there was an appeal for a caught behind. So take a listen to this. So umpire gives it not out. Says nothing, just stands there. Players go at it.
Then they go to the video ref, like someone who's filming on the outside the boundary with their mobile.
They're playing on synthetic, so we're talking about low-grade cricket there. But I tell you what, the players just arguing, they're swearing, they're going at each other. And I tell you what, the umpire just had enough, and he just walks off.
Oh, really?
He just walked off the field. The players didn't even notice until he was halfway off. They're too busy arguing, yelling at each other. This umpire just stands there. You can hear him at the end of that audio. He's just saying, guys, no need for the language. That's all he says. They keep going, and he just walks off without saying a thing.
You sure it was related to that? He didn't just think to himself, oh, I forgot to feed the meter, and just walked off to...
One of the funniest things I've ever seen, because if anyone's ever umpired a cricket game, you do cop with abuse, and sometimes you just feel like throwing your hands in the air and go, I've had enough. This guy
literally did
it. He literally just charged off the field. You can actually see the moment in his eyes if you watch this video online of like the final care in his body when it leaves his body and he just goes, I'm out.
He's like, I'm taking my bat and my ball and I'm going home. You know what? Just keep the bat and ball. I'm just going home. Were they yelling at him though? Like, because I know some of the cricket I've watched, players always give them their jumpers to hold on to. Are there people running after him like, my sweater! You've got my sweater!
he just dropped it all, walked off. They didn't even notice he was leaving until he was halfway up the field. And then he started waving at him, and he got in his car, And he didn't come back. He just left and the match got abandoned because there's no umpire.
Serves him right.
I know, serves him right. The umpire was probably a little bit like this, I reckon, you know.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't need this crap because most umpires, they get paid bugger all. If you're a paid umpire, there's someone that's usually in their 50s and 60s just doing it to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need this crap.
They were waiting for him to hold up a finger to indicate that the guy was out. Instead, he's like driving away from the cricket field, showing him another finger. Like, here's the finger you want.
Exactly right. So we've heard the player's version of events. Luckily enough, the umpire was mic'd up. So now they're actually saying that maybe he had possible dinner plans. This is how it all played out.
Shut up and take my money.
That's somewhere else to be, I guess.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.